New drug may be good for cancer. Aspirin may cut down the number of heart disease. Eating breakfast can help you lose weight. Health headlines like these fill the news. Their opinions are often different from each other. So, how can you understand what's a real health interest or a truly hopeful therapy, and what's less important? In medical science, news headlines and the scientific research they cover are often different from each other. That's because a headline is planned to catch attention from people. It has a good effect on making an important opinion among people. On the other hand, much scientific research makes important results in an area of study or question researchers are interested in. They are not careful about what people think about their research. The best way to bridge this difference is to look at the original research behind a headline. We will give you a simple way of thinking about these three headlines. Remember the story of the first study and then stop at the headline to find the wrong point. Let's start with this story. A study using mice to test a new cancer drug. The study uses two groups of mice, one group given the drug, the other group with a placebo. At the end, the mice receiving the drug get well, while the others receiving the placebo do not. Can you find the problem with this headline? Study shows new drug could be good for cancer? Because the subject of the study is mice, we can't check that this research will be good for humans. Early research on new drugs and therapies is not done on humans. If the early results are hopeful, then trials on humans are done to check that they have the same results in humans. Then let's try a difficult example. A study about the influence of aspirin on heart diseases. The study is made up of two groups of men. The members of one group take an aspirin every day, while the others take a placebo to make sure that aspirin is an important way to cure heart diseases. The members of the group who take placebos do not know that they are part of the control group. And they do the same thing as the members of the group who take aspirins. By the end of the trial, the control group has more heart diseases than the group that takes aspirins. In this situation, what's wrong with the headline, "Aspirin may cut down the number of heart disease"? In this case, the study only shows that aspirin is good for heart disease in men. This is because all the members taking part in it are men. So the opinion the aspirin may cut down the number of heart disease is too wide. We must not think that the result found in men will also be found in women. Studies often limit the members' living place, age, gender, or many other things. So similar studies need to be done on other groups. If a headline makes a piece of information that can be used for every type of group, it should draw its evidence not only from one study, but also from different types of research. Finally, let's try this example: the influence of eating breakfast on weight loss. Researchers choose a group of people who don't have breakfast and ask them to start eating breakfast every day. The members are men and women of different ages and backgrounds. Over a year-long time, members lose an average of 2 kilograms. So, what's wrong with the headline, "Eating breakfast can help you lose weight"? In the study, the people started eating breakfast and lose weight. But we don't know that they lose weight because they start eating breakfast. Perhaps checking their weight makes them change their eating rules in other ways. We need to compare these members with a group who doesn't eat breakfast in order to rule out the possibility that some other reasons cause weight loss. The results of this research cannot be understood well because the researchers don't make any control groups. Big results for human health need lots of reasons. We should keep learning about medical science by reading behind the headlines.